Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to your mandatory meeting here on Saturday for Collision. It is August 23rd, 2025. It is myself, Cresta Star, and the beautiful, illustrious, award-winning Iridian Ferrero. How are you?
I'm doing so well, Cresta. How are you? I know you are booked and busy this weekend. Oh, my goodness.
If you guys watched the SmackDown show last night, I was saying that I am Triple H because that's who I sound like. All I need to do at this point it's just us two colliders here tonight. Blake Christian is wrestling somewhere. Mm-hmm. He's running. He's afraid of the grind. He's not here. Guys, we're going to try to get you in and out in about 30 to 40 minutes. But you should leave a thumbs up on this video, especially if you're watching in the future. If you're live with us right now, consider leaving us a humper chat or a super chat. It's the best way to get your comment guaranteed to be read on air. And we want to chat with you. We want to hear what you guys are thinking. I'm going to be doing a lot of throwing this over to Iridian because, again, I sound like Triple H or that I sucked off a carburetor. So I'm going to ask you, Iridian, what did you think of the show this evening for the go home for Forbidden Door?
Yeah, honestly, I thought it was a great show for being the day before the pay-per-view. I honestly thought it flowed so well. The first hour went by so quick, and especially going from that first women's match to the second women's match, we didn't get a commercial break in between. It was just like Willow came out right after, and I'm like, okay, great. I love this. And then we got two women's matches back-to-back. Tony, I see you. I see what you're doing, sir. I see it, and I approve. Love to see it. But man, I thought it was a really, really good episode. We got some promos and the possibility of Hook returning. Like, he's like, you know, ready. He's ready and set. Backpack's probably going to be on, but I was excited. I think it worked really well for that pay-per-view tomorrow, which I'm very excited for because we're going to get some really good matches. Our favorite, I feel like, is going to be Nigel and Zack Sabre Jr. It's just, it's got to be. But I thought it was a fantastic show. What did you think tonight?
I think I agree with everything you said. I am very sports looking forward to Zack Sabre Jr. versus Nigel McGuinness. And you know what? Let's go ahead and start off our show. Oh, I almost fell out my chair. It is broken. I apologize, guys.
Okay, I have a broken chair too. I have a missing wheel. It's like lopsided.
I lost a screw, so my chair, if I lean too far this way, I'm jumping out the window with this one.
Send us the super chats. Send us the humper chats. We need new chairs, okay? Your girls are leaning.
Lean and sour of pizza. Let's start off our show talking about, can you survive the greatest wrestler alive, Max Caster? So Glasgow was, not Glasgow, I'm sorry, wrong show. Dublin was already cheering for him. You know, no, they were in Glasgow. Wow, days and things don't make sense anymore. So they were already going crazy for Max Caster doing the let's go, Max. You're the best wrestler alive. Mm-hmm. He does his open challenge. It is the way I literally wrote LOL Zack Sabre Jr.
Can you unbelievable? I had no words. I think I blacked out. Definitely blacked out. And yes, chat, I apologize. We're not going in order, but we need to talk about this because we mentioned Zack Sabre Jr. who thought that he was going to be on Collision tonight? Not me, especially answering that Max Caster promo, which we had so many different ideas of how it could turn out last week. We were like, he's going to come out and say, oh my God, you know, Shibata. And I was like, oh, you know, he's got to put some you got to humble him. It humbles Max.
Yes, then, I remember this. He's going to humble Shibata, which is crazy.
Insane. But I definitely blacked out because I was so excited that Zack Sabre Jr. came out. I was not expecting this. And then next, you know, it was minute four on the countdown. And I'm like, I blacked out for a whole minute. And I usually love Max 10 out of 10. I think this gimmick is working for him. There was no way he was beating Zack Sabre Jr.
Oh, no.
Had him stretched out. Like, oh, my goodness. And he picked up the win. And you know that Zach is not playing around when he comes out with that freshly bleached hair, okay? Fresh from the salon to the ring. I approve.
I 1,000% agree because on the one hand, I feel really bad for Max Caster. On the other hand, you got to get what you can. He was controlling Max Caster with one arm, one hand, my new favorite type of wrestling besides the meat. We got the stretching. We got the bread making. We're pulling the bread, get the toffee. And that's what Max Caster did. Now, mind you, right before this promo, Daniel Garcia pretty much said, you better not lose, pal. You want me to be a good friend. All right. You'll be the good wrestler. Be a good friend and win. I swear to God.
That was so threatening, was it not? I wrote friendship, question mark? I don't think so.
I don't want it.
But the fans absolutely love Max, and it's not just in the U.S. Now we have proof. Everybody was so excited for him to come out. Everyone was chanting. Yes, they were rushing through it a little bit, but who doesn't when you're excited? You know, it's the first time they're over there. They're like, yes, we have to do this. And he was like, guys, I don't know. I can't really understand it. Maybe it's your accent. Maybe
don't do that to Scottish people. Don't do that. Don't do that.
He was like, I don't know. This is kind of off, but we'll try again. Maybe in 6 years when we're back. I was like, oh, insane.
But is he wrong?
I don't know. Somebody ask Tony.
We'll put him in the group chat.
Yeah.
Guys, after the post-match of this, Zack Sabre Jr. did, I don't know how Englishmen beef go, but this was classy and rude at the same time. It wasn't an invitation. You know what I mean? Shake my hand. You Englishman. Nigel was like, okay, I'll shake your hand, and wouldn't let each other go. And Zack Sabre was like, oh, hey, you want to do this? Sit down. Get ready to announce your next match.
Please, this is when I was trying to take screenshots. I was like, oh, and I was like, this would be a great wallpaper. Just saying. Nigel and Zack Sabre Jr., like face to face. This is a great wallpaper. But I'm so scared. Very excited, but so scared. I feel like there's going to be a lot of chiropractic moves tomorrow. Good stretch.
I mean, that's not the only thing that happened in a post-match. So after Zack Sabre Jr. does, I don't know how else to say it besides posture on your man, flexed on Nigel pretty much. Here comes Anthony Bowens to beat up Max Caster. And listen, I don't care that you're beating up Max Caster, but he's already dead. So what are you doing? Like, he's already dead.
Honestly, he went out there just to kill the mood because everyone was excited about Max Caster. Then everyone was excited about Zach and then Zach and Nigel. And there was a lot going on. And you're like, oh my God, people had forgotten about Max until Anthony came out. And everyone's like, oh, what's Anthony doing here? You know, adding nothing to the story. People loved Billy out there more than they loved Anthony. So what's happening? I was ready for them to announce the match for tomorrow. And we didn't. So we'll see.
Oh, how the turntables have turned. Because where Anthony Bowens is where Max Caster should be. But here we are. I hate to do the hechicero, but we've destiny swapped. We have destiny swapped, and now Anthony Bowens is in the trenches.
Alternate timelines for sure.
Speaking of hechicero, can we talk about Don Callis? We're opening the show now. Don Callis and his gringo loco Spanish. Talk about I'm speaking in his native tongue and I like chicken. I am hechicero.
That's crazy. Crazy. Oh my God.
I don't know, man. We do get an 8-man tag match opening up. We have Don Callis with Don Callis family, which consists of hechicero, Rocky Romero, who was here to take the pin, Lance Archer and Josh Alexander, tell me when I'm lying, versus Hiromu Takahashi. I'll get to him because this was like my first real experience seeing him because New Japan is up past my bedtime.
He didn't even bring out his cat.
I don't know, man. He was dressed like he was too cool from the 90s, and I kind of live. At that point, he came down in a skateboard.
He is. And New Japan sells little plush with removable nipples. It's just fun fact. If you didn't know, now you know.
Why are the nipples? You know what? Don't answer that. So they're versus the Sky, Hiromu Takahashi and the Skyfly crew consisting of Scorpio Sky, Dante Martin, and Darius and Dante Martin. This match was a lot of fun, but with all of the multi-man matches tonight, just me, my complaints, there was so much going on, I don't got really a lot of notes because towards the end, it did become a bit of a smosh, but it was good. It was nice seeing Josh Alexander. There was a huge monkey flip on Darius Martin from Lance Archer. And it looked like time stopped before his body flipped. Like he was just floating in the air. It was so good. What did you think of this match?
Man, I thought, what a way to open up the show. I thought Rocky cracks me up when he was running the ropes and he just kept going. He didn't do anything. I was like, Charisma City, sir. Charisma City. He's got it. 10 out of 10. Love him. And I was surprised that so many people loved Hechicero. Like, he was the MVP of this match tonight.
He was so over. Scotland loves him.
People were chanting. They were ready. They were, you know, how they usually sing for Bailey. That's how they were singing for Hechicero. And I was like, wait a minute. What's going on here? Do you guys love him? Love him? I don't know. They mess with Lucha like that. And I absolutely appreciate it. And they were booing Top Flight. Like, roles were reversed in this. I was
so crazy.
So confused. I was like, what am I watching? Like, but they only loved Hechicero. Like, Lance Archer got there and they were like, whatever, Lance Archer. And whatever, Rocky. Whatever, Josh. No, Hechicero was the star. The star. Sky Flight at one point like launched themselves to the outside, and that I thought was beautiful. Great distraction, because that's when Tanahashi pinned Rocky and they won the match. And then afterwards, we got to see Kyle Fletcher come out, and they're going to have their match tomorrow, which I'm excited for. But what did you think of Takahashi? Because you said this was the first time that you've seen him in the ring.
I'll be real with you. If this is how you're moving with bad knees, you must have been a menace, KO Ken times 10 in New Japan in the early 2010s, late 2010s. Again, people tell me, oh, his knees are bad. And, okay, I could see it. But even then, it's like, how bad are we talking? He's still a menace. No, I am sports entertained. I'm about to go back and watch some New Japan after this week. After this weekend, because Monday I'm not streaming. I'm just going to be a worm. I do want to get into some super chats that we got from you guys. Thank you so much. Starting us off with Orion Ben saying, yeah, Two Women Power Trip and Vanilla.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. Choose oral medications, serums, and sprays. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. No hidden fees, no surprise costs. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns, all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Fightful. That's Hims.com/Fightful for your free online visit. Hims.com/Fightful. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Summer is here, and you know what doesn't belong in your epic summer plans? Getting burned by your old wireless bill. while you're planning beach trips, barbecues, three-day weekends. Your wireless bill should be the last thing holding you back. And that's why I made the switch to Mint Mobile, and I've been loving it. With Mint, you get the coverage and speed you're used to, but for way less money. And for a limited time, Mint Mobile is offering 3 months unlimited premium wireless service for $15 a month. So while your friends are sweating over data overages and surprise charges, you'll be chilling, literally and financially. Say bye-bye to all your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile will rescue you. All plans come with a high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch the overpriced wireless. Get 3 months of unlimited service from Mint Mobile for $15 a month. I switched in June. You should too. The first few months, I saved almost $100 by switching to Mint Mobile. This year, skip breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Get the new customer offer and get your 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/FWP. That's mintmobile.com/FWP. An upfront payment of $45 required, equivalent to $15 a month. Limited new time customer offer for the first 3 months only. Speeds may slow above 35 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details. mintmobile.com/FWP.
Tino World Traveling. True. Collision was for the sickos. Me. Like my throat right now. But the big story, Will Washington Simpsons AEW plan is on. I don't know that plan. Do you know about this?
No, but you know, we'll go into the chat and ask for details.
Please tell us.
Chat with Will Washington.
We are also followed up by Orion Bent said the difference in 24 hours for Cresta is amazing. A lot of tea, but after this, I can tell you I already got Karan crud. I know I'm sick. Dwayne is Pierre saying, oh my God, Cresta giving the new Ultimate Storm, Go Wrestling. Oh, Storms. I almost said Mortal Kombat, Jesus Christ, beans and rice. That's X-Men. Mm-hmm. I don't watch anything. I don't have any eyes, as it turns out.
You said not me.
I don't have any eyes. I also want to get in this one from Noise250 saying, Max Caster's Open Challenge are my favorite segments. And I hate that it's becoming my favorite segment too, because I want to see him fail, but he fails upwards. He's falling up the ladder.
No, literally he's on the screen and I'm so giddy. Like, I'm like, oh my God, what's going to happen? I'm so excited. Let's watch. And you do root for Max Caster. You're like, all right, you know, ever since he beat Señor Rouge, now you know that he can go the 5 minutes. So, you know, at least I guess Rouge can go the 5 minutes, right? Because everyone else. Oh my gosh. It's insane. It's what a journey he's been on. And you can see it when he's in that he's kind of like enjoying himself, which does make it so much more better.
And it's kind of like, even when he loses, the people still cheer for him. And every time he comes out there, he's like, I'm expecting you guys to boo me. Oh, you're not booing me? Great.
Great.
We're already ahead of the game. Following up this 8-man tag. Sorry, y'all. We get two Hook toys playing on top of a belt. I've been watching too many Five Nights at Freddy lore. I think I'm reading too much into it. Hook is on his way back. What'd you think of this?
This was spectacular. One of my favorite promos. First off, I was like, Hook, where have you been, sir? I know, I think he was like on a reality show or something, I believe, with his girlfriend.
Come on now.
I want to say, but it was such a cool video package. The music was perfection. It was like, tell the girls I'm back in town, tell them to beware. And I was like, exactly, Lady Killer, he is one. And the whole promo of like the action figures fighting with each other, I was like, period, because Hook, his only competition is himself. You can't out-hook the Hook. So we'll see what happens when he comes back. But I'm excited. I know people love Hook.
I was taking it as maybe Hook is coming back with a slight gimmick change. You're both really good, but there's a dark Hook and there's a light Hook. You've been hanging out with Danhausen, so you could be cursed. It's quite possible.
Yeah.
We do have the debut of Isla Dawn, which honestly made me so happy. We do have a super chat from Tyrone Kidd saying, please sign Isla. Also, you two cast forever. Love you two cast forever. I'm sorry, I'm dyslexic. Yes, I agree with that. Oh, I'll click that. I loved Isla Dawn. Did she have to go against Megan Bain? She couldn't win against Penelope Ford, you know? It's her first match in her hometown. Did she have to lose? This was over, like, I feel like in 5 minutes. Megan Bain beat her up until Isla got some event, until Isla got some advantages on her and then beat her up again. She gets 3 scoop slams on Isla Dawn. Isla takes control for like literally 2 seconds, gets a pin on her. It's only 1. A running power bomb on Isla Dawn. Megan Bain wins. What did you think of this squish squash?
Man, first of all, Megan and Penelope's matching gear almost brought tears to my eyes. They looked fantastic. I love those girls. And Megan was taunting Isla Dawn at one point, whose gear I also loved. Okay. 10 out of 10. No shade to Isla. But man, this was Isla's crowd. People loved her. Of course, it's in her hometown. They're going to cheer for her. She really put up a solid fight against Megan. I think she was a great showcase for her. I do see a place where maybe in the future, AEW would kind of bring her on board. I thought she was fantastic. And she was smart trying to get Megan off of her legs because that's where Megan's power is. So if she's like, let me get her down to 1 leg at least, then I have a chance at, you know, beating her. But, you know, she did not do that tonight.
And it's like, I get wanting to give them like the hometown pop. Mm. Sure. Fine. But like, come on, Tony, you and I both know you got Jabba's on that roster. Stop. You got the Young Bucks. Y'all be calling them Jabba. They don't even got music. What are we doing here?
Like, what were they today? Rod and Todd tonight?
And that's what people are saying in chat, that Rod and Todd are the name of the Flanders kids from The Simpsons. And that's why that's the connection.
Oh, that makes so much sense. Thanks, chat. Appreciate it.
You guys are much smarter. After the match, you know, Megan Bain and Penelope Ford are walking up the ramp. But with those music hits, I'm excited because I know Ian Riccoboni's going to rap. But Megan Bain was like, you're going to cut me off, but you were taking mad long to go up the way. Get out of here. Yes, that leads into our next match of Willow Nightingale, Queen Aminata, versus Sky Blue and Julia Hart, Triangle of Madness. Ian Riccoboni needs to do a rap album just covering Willow's. I don't care. Tony was doing too much talk about, did you say that she's pillow talking or something like that? Yo, that's Willow talk. Don't do that.
Conversation. And you can't say that in front of Nigel because Nigel was like, oh, are you going to do that tonight? Like, and then, you know, Tony was like, yeah, when I get back to my room or something. And it was, oh God, it was just.
Tony's like, I'm going to sleep.
And off not the just rails.
I'm pillow talking because I'm drooling in my sleep. This match was fantastic. I will say tonight, Willow was definitely giving, she was bumping these girls around. This was a really good match. There was a spot where both Willow and Queen Aminata tried to go in for like a pump kick or a power bomb, and Julia and Sky Blue stop them, and they both get like a double octopus stretch on the both of them. I thought that was really, really cool. Aminata wins for her team by giving Sky Blue an off with her head. The match is followed up by Thekla attacking, Penelope Ford attacks along with Megan Bain, Chris Chandler, and Harley Cameron make the save. Kinda not really. Mm-hmm. What did you think of this whole ordeal, this whole situation?
There was so much going on. The Triangle of Madness? Terrible name. Bad group, though. I think those ladies look so scary, terrifying, intimidating. I don't know. I could just keep on listing words. But I love them. They're a baddie team. And I think by this point, I was like, man, this is such a smooth show so far. Like from the first match going straight into Megan and Isla, and now we're getting this match. I just thought it flowed really, really well. But man, Megan Bain just seems like she's larger than life. But we're not talking about Megan. What did I write this? It does seem. Oh, I'm talking about Julia. Sorry, my notes. What a hot mess. But Julia walking the ropes makes her seem larger than life. And we know that she's like a smaller performer, but she looks like a queen when she's up there. And then going to Queen Aminata, she was just so hard hitting. And that knee that she gave to Sky at the end, literally almost, I felt it. Felt it, gave me a headache. And everyone else coming out at the end, chaos. I love chaos. So I don't know how you feel about it, but all those girls coming out at the end, I was like, here for it. Give me more.
I support women's rights and women's wrongs and women's violence.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this. Somebody got beat Megan Bay. Like, you can't keep getting away with this. I never want to wrestle Queen Amanada because she really hits you and makes you go see your ancestors. And if that's a gimmick and she's gimmicking it, bless. Those kicks are real stiff. I'm being honest with you. And guys, do you want a stiff kick? Do you want a stiff kick to your wallet and making sure you're doing the right things? Mm-hmm. You should try MyBookie. It's our sponsor today.
Oh my God, you can bet on pro wrestling? Yeah, you can at MyBookie.ag. Then, when you use the code FIGHTFUL, you get a $50 bonus on your $100 deposit or a $100 bonus on a $200 deposit. If you think you know more than the casual fan, than the average fan, about what's going to happen on the upcoming pro wrestling shows, head over to MyBookie. Test your mettle over there. But it's not just pro wrestling. It's UFC. We've covered UFC odds for years here at Fightful, and we are getting them exclusively from MyBookie. Sports all across the world. They have live casino games, table games, slot games, all kinds of stuff at MyBookie. If you haven't checked it out, make sure you do that and use the code FIGHTFUL. Now, we only want you to bet what you can, and please bet responsibly, but use that code FIGHTFUL and get that fantastic bonus and make a little money off something that you might have a little bit of an education on here in pro wrestling.
Guys, only spend what you can. Pay your rent. Pay your taxes. Use MyBookie to make smart betting choices.
Exactly. Sean making that Home Alone face kills me. That hilarious, Sean.
Let's talk about not smart money choices. When Harley Cameron pulls up on Chris Statlander standing backstage trying to get her money from the Young Bucks.
In the male extra locker room, okay?
I thought it was the bathroom.
No, it says male extras.
Harley Cameron said, "Did you get your money?" Chris is like, "Nah," and it keeps bouncing. It keeps saying insufficient funds. And when she looked directly in the camera, I was like, damn.
Did you also notice where Harley was like, "Oh, nobody uses puppets anymore," or puppets? What did she say? She's like,
"She said nobody uses puppet anymore. They're so outdated."
Yes, and I was like, "Oh, not Finn Balor,
not Mr. Iguana. Are you ready for this? Not Kate and Alex, because Sean just brought them puppets to review. Freddie got fingered."
I heard about that, and then I was like, I was honestly scared because I was like, is that going to be mandatory, like, company-wide? I don't.
Have you ever seen Freddy Got Fingered?
Do we need a permission slip?
Irvin, do you want some sausage? Harley Cameron goes in there to get her sausage from the Young Bucks, but storms out 2 minutes later. And she's like, did you get my money? She's like, they said next week, in 2 weeks. And they were like, she's like, he said that last time. And it bounced. Here come the Death Riders, and here we are, Chris Sandler, like, get away from my precious baby, Harley Cameron. John Moxley, first of all, Marina Shafir, stop looking at Chris Sandler. She's ours, you cannot have her, you mean, mean woman, but also, I'm afraid of you. So I didn't say that, okay? That was Ricochino. I'm afraid, okay? I'm scared.
You know those TikTok videos of, like, people are like, no, who said that? Like,
Marina Shafir, you really shouldn't be looking at people like that because, you know, you type intimidating. And we all saw the video of you lifting weights with just your head and a blunt in your mouth. So that makes you a gangster. And we're all kind of afraid. So please look at us nicely. Wow. Who said that?
Who said
that? Wow.
Oh, my God.
John Moxley pulls up, goes in the extra locker room. You hear some rumbling. Mind you, Marina's just staring at the two girls the whole time. Moxley comes out with a bag of money and says, here you go, and then leaves. Mind you, all the Death Riders are out there. Gabe Kidd, Wheeler Yuta, just staring at these two women.
Yuta's trying to keep it calm, cool, and collected. So the weather, guys, what's happening?
Yuta, gotta go.
They're like, Yuta! He's like, all right, bye. See you guys. Yuta's just trying to have civil conversations. I feel like he's trying to be the nice one and reel her in. And Mox is like trying to show her, hey, we get things done. If you want something, here you go. That's yours. It belongs to you.
I'll be real with you. Y'all should be cornering Serena Deeb, but that's just me. She'd be a perfect fit, or Deonna Purrazzo would be a perfect fit for the Death Riders. That's just me. That being said, Wheeler Yuta is the little brother that always drags it, who's always in trouble. So he's just fitting his role.
What I think it is right now is, do you remember when they almost killed Bryan Danielson and they put a bag over him and Yuta was just there watching and he was confused. He didn't really know what was going on. I think they're trying to break down Statlander, or they see that she's kind of like in an in-between right now. So they're like, this is when we can get her. This is when we can teach her, which is kind of what they did with Yuta. But they would be doing it this time with Statlander. So I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's not anything, but I think that's maybe why they're going to go with her, but she's going to say no, I feel, because we talked about this with Rick, say that maybe Shayna Baszler is going to come out. I would cry.
If Shayna Baszler and Marina Shafir were in a team, I think of one time in particular, someone told Nigel to shut up and he said yes and sat right down. That's me. I want that. I do, because you mean, nasty women, and I support it. But also, I'm scared. I'm scared for that division. And to me, again, I'm always going to champion Serena Deeb, Deonna Purrazzo, Taya Valkyrie, the girls who really be in their stretch. I'm always going to champion them. But what you going to do with those two men? That's literally Brock Lesnar and Brock Lesnarette. I don't want – who wants to deal with that?
Mm-mm. Scary, absolutely. But
you wrestle like Dean Malenko. I don't want to deal with that. They're going to kill Tony Storm. Following, we have a match between Tomohiro Ishii versus G1 winner Konosuke Takeshita.
Brian, I have no notes for this because I was just watching. It was fantastic.
Let me tell you something about Japanese.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit legally.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
He's wrestling that I've noticed, especially with these two men. Do you want to die? Great. You want to get slapped? Great. No tapping. Coward. You're just going to die. You either 1, 2, 3 or die. That's it. There's no. What a match. This. All right. Hold on, y'all.
And right before this, they showed that footage of Takeshita fighting in the, was it the G1?
Yes.
It was insane. And I was like, man, Takeshita coming out here looking amazing. Don Callis was like there. But
we'd like to not welcome Don Callis. Tony Schiavone, you ate that.
Mm-mm.
Don Callis has some nice loafers on tonight, though. I hate to give him a compliment.
You ate the toss of my bone.
This match was fantastic. There was a DDT spot from Takeshita, if I'm not mistaken, to the floor of Ishii. We come back from picture in picture. There was an air raid crash on Konosuke from Ishii. This man, Ishii, caught Konosuke's knee and then put him in a powerbomb. There were mad lariats on Ishii, but let me ask you something. Ishii ain't got no neck, so what are we lariating?
His lungs.
Straight. His collarbone.
Straight to the chest. Terrifying.
This match was so good.
And honestly, we know Takeshita hits hard. And we know Ishii hits hard. And the fact that there was just two big masses in the ring tossing each other around and smacking each other. I don't know. No, but yes.
Not me making the Bryan Danielson match while this, the Bryan Danielson face while this match is going. I mean, this was some fine grabs. Takeshita does win with the Raging Fire, but this was fine. This was a fine match. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you about a match that wasn't so fine.
Oh, no.
Big Bill versus Mark Andrews, Manders. And honestly, you didn't deserve this, Mark Andrews. Literally, I went up to make a cup of tea and the match was over. I have no notes except the post-match. Manders got put through a chair, I guess.
Not the I guess. You know, he did put up a fight, which I will applaud him for, because Nigel kept talking about how this man was only 5 feet tall and how Big Bill was just so huge in comparison. And Tony at one point was like, where are you getting these facts? Like, what are you talking about? But yeah, the fact that he went through the chairs, I think was unnecessary. I don't think we needed that. And then Big Bill, I think this is, they said his 32nd win. I don't know if it was on Collision or AEW and total. It might be just on Collision. But good for him. You know, maybe we can start putting him against people who are on the roster and then move forward with that.
I like how you snuck that in there. Maybe we can put him against people, you know, who are on the roster. Who work here?
I know you had people back there for the pay-per-view, Tony. Throw somebody in there.
She's not wrong. I do want to grab some more super chats because I didn't get these earlier. We have one from Orion Ben saying, God bless Almanada and Willow and Julia and Sky hit. Because what are pulling your punches? I'm not doing that. We have one from Adrian Carpenter saying, 0 Hour is a better card than most WWE PLE.
You said it, Adrian, not us.
Thinks about it. There is a Logan Paul on one coming up. So you automatically win. Period. Then we got one more from Nitro Dust right now. I'm rounding us out saying, I know everyone keeps saying Shayna Baszler and Marina, but it looks like it's going to be Chris Statlander and Marina. I'm along for the ride. I didn't even put that much thought into Shayna Baszler until Riccatino put that thought in my head. Mm-hmm. So I'm just along for the ride. I just assume Statlander she's like their Big Show. She flip-flops. So she might do it. She might not, you know.
That's what I was going to say. And when it comes to Chris, like ever since we got that storyline that like didn't really end with Stokely and then she just kind of stopped going after Willow. So now it's just kind of weird between them. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to think of her anymore because there was a definition where she was like only a baby face. And then you saw her only as a heel. And you could differentiate between when she was either one. But now I feel like I don't know. And if she joins the Death Riders, I'm still not going to know. Because she's not going to be like Marina Shafir. Like, I'm scared of Marina Shafir. And I know she's the bad guy. But I'm not scared of Chris. Like, I want to see Chris wrestle. I know she's a baddie. But I don't know, like, where that would leave her. Unless they, like, really, like, push her. But then that would move Marina to the back. And I don't want them to do that. Because right now, Marina has her place in the Death Riders.
I do think that also, too. Much like people in wrestling have a punchable face, like they're really good heels. Chris Statlander is a friendly gal. She just looks so friendly, like you want to have an ice cream with her. I'm so sorry. Willow got the same problem. Willow, you can never be evil. Stop it, Willow. You don't believe that. You know what I mean?
Someone in the chat said, put the three together. You can have Chris also join and then Shayna come in and whip everybody into shape. That would also be entertaining. Honestly, just throw everybody in the Death Riders at this point. I need that group eliminated.
Not eliminated. I want that group eliminated.
That's some Don Callis vocabulary.
Get them out of my sight. Honestly, Shayna Baszler coming in, it'd be so funny because I can see Marina being with the program and Chris be like, okay, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Can my friend Harley come too? No. What?
Oh, they would
Harley
hate
shows
Harley.
Up anyway.
Harley would be like, I changed up my mask today, guys. It's just all black now.
They would hate Harley Cameron. They would hate her. They would beat her up. And that's really going to turn Chris either face or heel. Mm. If I'm going to put that in there, she's like, I'll do it. But Harley got to come too. And Harley's going to be the sacrificial lamb to make Chris either go completely heel or completely face. If we're talking about the death, they literally killed Danielson.
Terrifying.
Terrifying. Let's talk about another terrifying match.
Ricochet.
Gates of Agony. I mean, as a light-skinned menace myself.
I love Ricochet. Oh, my God. He's hilarious.
This whole light-skinned faction of being rude and nasty and bullies.
Light-skinned faction is insane.
Light-skinned feelings, light-skinned. I could say it. I'm light-skinned. I know a hating light-skinned when I see one, and that's Ricochet, and he's playing his role. And I live. You found other mean light-skins, crucially, with hair, so you'd be... Yeah, you're not sneaky. I got to give it up to Grizzly Young Veterans because I didn't know they still worked here. When's the last time they've been in a match?
That's crazy. I thought they were at another company.
And like I did too.
Borrowing, like, you know, being in an AEW. So sorry, Grizzled Young Vets. You know, for the long time, I called them the Vintage Men because I was like, I couldn't remember the Grizzled Young Vets. It was a lot. It was a lot for me. Okay. There was a lot of teams. There was a lot of names. I got it now, Grizzled Young Vets. 10 out of 10. I think you're fantastic. But this is what happens when Tony doesn't use people. You forget about them. And they're a great tag team. They should be fighting Kyle O'Reilly and Roddy every week, every other week. Do you remember when we had the Lucha Brothers versus the Young Bucks in a best of seven, I believe? Or was it like Death Triangle? Something like that. They was a best of seven somewhere. And that was just incredible. They could be doing that with the Grizzled Young Vets and with, what is it,
Paragon? Even with Gates of Agony. Yeah. They were really good tonight against Gates of Agony. And I'm always going to be a fan of Bishop Khan and Tony Leona. I think they're so, so, so good. I want to give a shout out to Ricochet saying, BRB, I got to go cheat.
That was crazy. And then Tony was like, what? What did you say? And also, when the camera zoomed in on Khan and Toa at one point, and Ricochet's like, wait for me. And he runs up there to get into the last shot before they go to commercial break. Oh, my God.
Ricochet is so good right now, and I hate it. I don't hate it. I hate it complimentary. It's so good because I want to boo you. And maybe I'm an old person, but I'm going to complain just for a second. The problem with people like Ricochet, with people like the Hurt Syndicate, with people like Trick Williams even, we're supposed to hate you. Stop saying cool shit. Stop being cool. Please. I can't hate you and boo you for real when you keep doing stupid, funny stuff. Wow. You are clearly the bad guys here, but I find myself cheering for you.
They're silly. They're silly. And I think, I don't know, it's working and it needs to stop. Like you said, like, I'm not supposed to like you, Ricochet. And the fact that the first thing that Ricochet said on the mic was like, finally, you introduced me. I've been waiting here forever. I was cracking up.
I was like, literally just cut from the music. If I knock over this soda one more time, I'm going to have a valid crash out.
He's so hilarious. He's doing his job. And I think the fans really like him, which is not, I don't think was the plan for Ricochet, but it's max castering.
Sometimes you got to fall up. And that's okay too. Now, pardon my ignorance. Oh, by the way, open the gates on Zach Gibson. I don't think there was any doubt in our mind that the Gates of Agony was going to win.
I thought it could go either way. I was like, interessante. But then I remembered. I was like, oh, Ricochet's out there. And he did say he was going to go cheat. You're right. There was a little bit more momentum for Ricochet.
Time to cheat. We did get a promo from Bullet Club War Dogs.
Good for them. They got a match tomorrow.
I don't know. I was expecting to see more people from New Japan. No. That's not what I'm trying to say. I wasn't expecting to see these guys. I don't know who War Dogs are. That's pretty much what it is. And I'm like, okay, ooh, evil. And everyone's going to be like, no, not evil. But I'm like, okay. But if not that, they're like, oh, no, it's Clark Connors. And it's
I love Clark Connors. Clark Connors, 10 out of 10. Him and I think him and Tekla are still a thing. Not sure. But love him. The first time that I saw Clark Connors was at the first Forbidden Door in Chicago, and he fought Miro. He was fighting Miro and like two other people. It was like a fatal four-way.
I'm getting Clark Connors confused with that varsity dude that used to be with Julia Hart. So I was like,
Jungle Boy?
No, no. Remember when Julia Hart was in that cheerleading team?
That's why. The one who was not Jungle Boy.
The one who's not Jungle Boy. What's his name?
That's why. They call him not Jungle Boy. I know who you're talking about, and that's not him. Yeah.
Griff Garrison. Thank you, guys.
Yes.
I thought low-key that Clark Connors was Griff Garrison. I'm like, you look different. Please don't beat me up, Clark Connors. I cannot fight. Okay? You beat up a hopeless person.
Or Griff Garrison, please. Or Griff Garrison.
Julia, don't get me. I cannot fight, okay? I take the Kevin Nash cattle prod route. You are all Goldberg to me. I don't care.
Oh my God.
I don't know. This promo for me didn't do anything. It said a lot of nothing. You're taking food off our plates and we're here to beat you up.
Yeah.
You don't even go here.
I don't know. I do like Gabe Kidd. I think he's cool. And I like Clark Connors. Drilla, I haven't seen him wrestle. And was there somebody else?
There was, but I don't know who the other man's name was. And I'm a fraud.
Yeah. I didn't really think too much about this. I was like, all right, cool. Good to see more New Japan people being featured, because I was like unsure at how forbidden the door was going to get, right? Between like mixing. Who, Robbie X? I've never heard of Robbie X. I need to Google.
Y'all already know I don't watch wrestling. Y'all already know I don't got eyes. I don't look at anything. So
we watch Collision, guys. Collision. That's
exactly. That's all I watch. I'm willing to give it a chance, mm-hmm. because at first Gabe Kidd, I was like, you're kind of annoying, but then he was beating people. I was like, okay, that's good, but I don't like that. Stop it. You know what I mean? So I'll give you a chance. It's Bullet Club. What's the worst that could happen?
It was crazy. When I first started watching Gabe Kidd and people were booing him, I didn't understand, because they were like, oh, he was like part of something in New Japan and went straight to Bullet Club. And I just didn't get to the comparison until someone was like, oh, that's like debuting in NXT and all of a sudden you were in the Bloodline. And I was like, whoa. And then everything clicked for me and I was like, that's insane. Like,
yo, I'm on NXT on Tuesday and on Friday, I'm putting up the one. Nah, that's real. That's real. And who got that? Clark Connors. No, who was the one who got the push from NXT to Bullet?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, it was Gabe. It was Gabe. That's who they were saying. That's why he didn't click with the fans, that like he was automatically into Bullet Club. So like he was doing something in New Japan. Crazy. Someone said War Dogs is better than Bloodline. Guys, we all watch all of it. Okay. And we pay to watch all of it too, which is worse. So
we're getting got. When they say marks, they're all.
They said all of you.
All of you. Ladies and gentlemen, get in your super chats. We are rounding the end here. We are at our main event. It's those guys, the Bucks, Mr. Instant Replay.
That's crazy.
Versus Paragon. I have to tell you, the mistreatment of the Bucks. No entrance music, no pyro, cutouts of you. One person looking, the other one's like, this is fantastic. I live. And didn't they introduce you as, like I said, Rod and Todd.
Mm-mm-mm.
Honestly, fantastic. But this match, in my opinion, was another one of those that was ridiculous because it was too much going on. So I have like really no notes.
Mm-hmm.
Like the missile dropkick on Matt Jackson from Kyle O'Reilly was really good. The Juju Katami being released only because of the rope break on Nick from Kyle O'Reilly was really good. I will say that as soon as this match, I mean, we're at 10 o'clock. Here come Don Callis running out in his loafers to distract the ref. While he's distracting the ref on the other side of the ring, here comes Okada. Okada, who are you? I don't know who this man is. Okada hits the Rainmaker on Kyle O'Reilly. Kyle O'Reilly then goes to the super kick party and they get the pin. Afterwards, they jump Paragon. Swerve comes out to save the day and then he gets jumped. What did you think of our main event?
It was crazy. But even before this match started, I was like, I can't believe that BTE is back on YouTube, because Matt and Nick Jackson, I think a little bit after the pandemic, they stopped making YouTube videos, and now it was the Dark Order. The Dark Order was taking over for the YouTube channel. And today was the first day that Nick and Matt made something and put it back up. So I'm like, oh, we're starting from the bottom again. You got to really work and climb that corporate ladder, because this place isn't going to EVP itself. So Rod and Todd, you have me cracking up, because who took their pictures like that? Somebody's got their eyes closed. And
Brandon Cutler getting his revenge.
It's just a cutout of them. And I'm like, you couldn't find another flattering photo. Somebody just took one picture and called it a day. It was insane. But there was some like miscommunication between the Young Bucks in this match, but there was also miscommunication from Roddy and Kyle, which I was like, oh, okay. Interesante, maybe a little arguments. Like, you know, the Bucks are also causing little fights. But I did think that was interesting. But of course, Okada coming out, helping his boys, and Don Callis also coming out just to be there, I guess. But Swerve, I was like, period. We've been waiting for Swerve all night. And just for him just to get jumped, I don't know. But but I mean,
it was a lot of people.
It was given main event, though. Like, you would expect all of this to happen at the end of the show before a pay-per-view.
And if I'm going to be even more honest, even if Swerve stood tall, this is the Don Callis family, somebody else. Like the Bloodline, there's always another family member. There's always another Oos. Somebody else would have came down to beat them up. And guys, that was Collision.
I'm looking at the chat. Someone says that they had a meet and greet today, and it was just a picture. It was just a link to a photo.
Not us both putting out.
There's no way. I wish you could put, no, never mind. I was going to say, I wish you could put images in the chat. Actually, no.
Never mind. Wait, so wait, the Bucks had a meet and greet and it was just a link to a picture of that?
I believe so. Oh my God, guys, put it in the chat. Send us a link, do something.
That is legendary trolling.
That is insane.
That is a legendary, that's legendary. That is, if y'all ever paid money for a Crest of Star meet and greet, let it be known, I'm either giving you the hovered hand or I'm licking your face, whichever your pleasure.
Not the hovered hand.
Listen, I don't want to disrespect nobody. You get the hovered hand, but if you're like Crest, I love it. Like, ah! Aridia is doing her journey. That's why she's an award winner. She's looking for the.
I'm going to send this to you. I just found it, but it's on Instagram.
It's on Instagram.
It's Matt and Nick. They're like, we just got pulled for a meet and greet. And literally, their pictures aren't up there on the banner. It's just a link to like their Twitter. So you have to would click on it to see who was there.
Send that to me.
Hold on. This is literally insane.
You guys are watching the news happen in real time.
In real time.
This is right? how people.
I just sent it on Instagram. 10 out of 10. That's hilarious.
Mm-mm. While Grandma Star checks what she got going on, Aridian, tell the people what you got going on.
Yeah, guys, head over to my YouTube channel, Rest Friends. That's WREST Friends. We are uploading more vlogs. We're uploading more interviews soon. And spooky season is coming along. So we might do some spooky wrestling videos. And yeah, you can follow me everywhere on Instagram, Twitter, at @Aridian_Fiero. Check out my interviews, like I said, on YouTube. I've chatted with Tony Khan. I've chatted with Sky Blue and Kyle Fletcher. And we might have some more interviews coming up. So make sure you subscribe so you're always prepared to see what's happening on my channel. But Cresta, where can our beautiful, fightful, collision cowboys, cowgirls, cowettes find you and everything you're doing on social media?
Instagram, you will pay for your crimes. I know Aridian. We follow each other. Shut Why up. Is she in the do you want to accept the message?
We do follow each other because that's how I was able to find you. What the heck?
That's crazy. You will pay for your crimes. You will pay for your crimes, okay? That's insane. Wow.
Not us breaking kayfabe.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Cresta Star. If you are going to be at Anime NYC tomorrow, I will be there But I will be here on Fightful for the rest of this week coming forward. Thursday, I will be live with Joel Pearl going over all things TNA. Saturday, I will be here with Iridian and Rick or some combination. And Friday, I will be with Kate going over all things SmackDown. I probably won't be streaming Monday. I'll be streaming probably Wednesday, maybe. But follow me on all forms of social media. Cresta Starr, C-R-E-S-T-A-S-T-A-R-R. Except for Twitter, where that's Cresta the Star, like Megan the Stallion. I'm done. My voice hurts and I don't want to talk anymore. You have anything else to plug, Iridian?
Nope. Let's party on sleeping.
Don't forget to subscribe to Fightful Select. We've got interviews. We've got updates, injury updates, Jericho updates, because I know you guys want that. We're so close to 210,000 subscribers over here on YouTube. So please definitely give us a like and subscribe. It's free.
Oh my God. You know why? Because I sent it from my other Instagram account. That's why it like didn't pop up.
So Iridian be trolling. Got it.
Let me send it to you on this one.
Guys, thank you so much. Enjoy Forbidden Door. Follow myself and Iridian. Follow Fightful. Yes. Take care of yourself and each other. Zip it up and zip it out. Bye.
Bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.